two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 38 degrees.
I got a crash on I-15 in Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
With the statewide mask mandate set to expire tomorrow, there's still a long list of locations where Utahns will be required to mask up going forward.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, lawmakers have warned Utahns that the statewide mask mandate going away won't transform daily life to make it seem like the coronavirus pandemic never happened. In fact, you can expect masks to still be required at a number of places, all the way from the local butcher shop to the zoo. As of now, we've already heard from the Salt Lake City Airport, UTA buses and tracks, Salt Lake County Library System, and many grocery chains, including Smith's, Harmon's, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. They're all going to require masks for the time being. Also, for sports fans looking to catch either a Jazz, Real Salt Lake, or Bees game, all those teams are also requiring fans to mask up for home games for the foreseeable future. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Looks like many Utahns are happy to see the statewide mask mandate go away tomorrow, but others think it should continue.
44% of the 610 voters questioned say the statewide mandate should continue. 90% of Democrats agree with that, only 21% of Republicans. The Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows 31% of the sample think there never should have been a statewide mandate or that it should have ended already. Salt Lake City and many businesses and institutions will continue requiring masks. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Prince Philip, the husband to Queen Elizabeth and the father of Prince Charles, died at 99 years old this morning. ABC's Lam Hassan reports from London.
His life was defined by his marriage to Queen Elizabeth II. Born into the Greek royal family and exiled from Greece soon after, Philip eventually landed in England. He joined the British Royal Navy at age 18. Soon after, he met Princess Elizabeth. He started a correspondence with the future queen, and the rest, as they say, is history. Elizabeth's ascension to the throne in 1952 changed everything. Philip spent the rest of his life forced to walk two paces behind the sovereign.
Hassan, ABC News, London. Tom Rivers will join us from London to talk more about the passing of Prince Philip just in about 15 minutes here on KSL News Radio.
Other national stories, KSL is following. More pushback this morning against President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure rebuilding plan. It would be largely paid for by raising corporate taxes. The president is asking for support from both parties, but Utah Senator Mike Lee was just on Fox News to talk about it.
Look, these policies are not sustainable. The spending levels are out of control, and these are all going to lead to economic catastrophe.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin is also breaking from his party to go against the plans.
The Iron County Sheriff holds a meeting talking gun rights with about 500 people. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Sheriff Ken Carpenter began his speech by telling the assembled crowd he's sworn to defend the Constitution. Addressing the warehouse full of people, he said he couldn't believe how good it was to see their faces. The St. George News quotes Sheriff Carpenter as saying, "I love America and I hate the change that's going on." Carpenter expressed support for Utah's new law allowing people to carry a concealed firearm without getting a permit and told the crowd he doesn't work for anyone other than Iron County residents. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Cold fronts hitting the Wasatch Front, so expect some yo-yoing temperatures over the weekend.
We cooled today to only 59. We warm back up tomorrow to the high 60s, only to cool once again on Sunday as another front moves through, and that'll also bring our temperature back down into the high 50s. As far as wet weather goes, by the middle of the week, it's looking like a storm system develops, so we've got a chance for some showers once again as we head into Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
After Sunday's cool-off, Grant says high temperatures will sit right at 60 degrees for much of the 7-day forecast.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.